Want more Gators Breakdown? Join Gators Breakdown Plus. Starting at $3 a month, get access to unique episodes, plus a blog, chat room, giveaways, shout-outs, and more. Gators Breakdown Plus is furthering the interaction with fans and listeners like you. Head to GatorsBreakdown.supportingcast.fm to join Gators Breakdown Plus today. Gators Breakdown, because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
The Gators Breakdown podcast is ready to go. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. Kind of a surprise episode, I guess, coming at you right on the heels of the SEC releasing their 2022 schedule. We have the complete Florida Gators home, away, neutral site schedule here, 2022, just released off the SEC network there. So plenty to get into. It'd be a quick, short, instant reaction episode here. Didn't really plan on doing this, but yeah, I had a little bit of time. So won't be a long episode, but you know, just to get the, if you missed it, you can be able to find the schedule right here. I'll post it in just a second. Very interesting there for the Gators and how it shook out, how it breaks out, home, away, all that good stuff. And man, just pretty exciting schedule there for a year. A lot of people were been pointing to before 2021. A lot of people kind of pointing to that 2022 season as maybe a run for Florida. Let's get through 2021 first, but we will look at the 2022 schedule, how it shapes up for Florida, and give a little reaction here. So without further ado, there it is. That great graphic there from the University of Florida. There's your schedule, your 2022 schedule. Quickly run through it right quick, then dive into it just a little bit more. Open up Utah. The Utah Utes come to the Swamp on September 3rd. Probably one of the toughest openers Florida's had, at least home openers, of course. You had the neutral site games with Miami and Michigan in recent years, but home openers, Utah comes to the Swamp to open the 2022 season on September 3rd. Then the very next week, Kentucky, September 10th, visits the Swamp. Then USF, September 17th. Three straight home games to start the season for the Gators in 2022. First road trip, September 24th to Tennessee. Then Eastern Washington, October 1st at home. Missouri, October 8th, the next week at home. October 15th, LSU at home. There, you know, it's in a trend there, huh? And then bye week in between LSU and Georgia, Georgia, October 29th, 2022. Very next week, the Gators will travel all the way to College Station one more time to take on the Texas A&M Aggies. November 12th, hosting South Carolina for the last home game of the 2022 season. November 19th, go to Nashville and take on Vanderbilt. And the very next week, the trip to Tallahassee on November 26. There is your 2022 schedule for the Florida Gators. So, not hard to see some trends here with this schedule. First three games at home, September 3rd versus Utah, Kentucky, September 10th. That is a tough start to the season there for the Gators. Tougher than it normally is there for the Gators. Utah, you know, pretty formidable force there in the Pac-12. Georgia opens up with Oregon week one, too. So you have SEC versus Pac-12 battle going on there. Georgia, Oregon, and Florida in Utah. But Utah, that's the first of that series. Florida will travel to Utah, I believe, the next year in 2023. Or is it 2024? I'm not sure if it's back-to-back years, but Florida does have to take that return trip. But in 2022, Utah will visit the Swamp with Kentucky coming in the next week. So, man, back-to-back, I mean, Gators going to have to be ready week one. You know, those slow, kind of the slow starts we had in 2021 versus FAU and USF, when you get to work on some things, you maybe don't get that chance to work on the things now when Utah comes to the Swamp and then Kentucky the very next week. A pretty tough way to open up the 2022 season there for the Gators. South Florida, third game in a row that's at home for the Gators. Then I mentioned the first trip, the first road trip is September 24th. Not till the fourth week of the season, the Gators lead the Swamp. then return back to the Swamp October 1st for Eastern Washington, Missouri, and LSU. Another stretch of three games at home for the Gators. So six of the first seven games are in the Swamp. You got to take advantage there. And if you count Georgia and Jacksonville, seven of the first eight games are in the state of Florida. Not a lot of traveling for the Gators. Has to be conducive to a good start. I mean, that's you get to take advantage of a lot of home games and the game in Jacksonville against Georgia. So you don't have to travel a whole lot there. You have to take advantage. You know, you have to take advantage of those home games, and we'll see what Florida looks like as a team. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that between 2021 and 2022. But you have to think Anthony Richardson at quarterback. We'll see where Emory Jones is, but at least that. So a lot of people are pointing to this 2022 season as maybe something that we're already pointing towards 2022. And now you look at this schedule and the way it breaks out and the start you could probably get off to by having all these home games. I mean, you could be 7-0 rolling into that game in Jacksonville with the way it breaks out here. It is tough. Utah and Kentucky there, of course. Missouri plays Florida tough. We'll see where LSU is as well. Those are the four games you'll want to watch out for. We'll see what maybe Tennessee is too. Those are your five games there you're looking for before you play Georgia. No, but just the way it sets up there, all those home games. In Eastern Washington, for a lower-tier school, not terrible, but there, that shouldn't be given far any issues there for the expectations we're putting on a 2022 Gator team. It honestly doesn't matter what you're if it is for Florida. Eastern Washington shouldn't be much of a threat anyway. But there you go. I mean, just the first eight games of the season and then seven of them taking place in the state of Florida. But you do have that doozy back-to-back. Georgia and Jacksonville, October 29th. Then the road trip to Texas A&M. Another road trip to Texas A&M. Florida's third trip to College Station since Texas A&M has joined the conference. Now, 2020, last year, you do kind of have to throw that away. That game was just added because of the pandemic. And the SEC did announce last year when they added those games, they were going to stick with the rotation they already had. Florida and Texas A&M were going to play in 2022 no matter what. No matter who got added in 2020, Georgia, Arkansas, basically the same thing. Now, no, that's fine. I'm not talking about how difficult a team may be. I'm just talking about the way the schedule broke out. Georgia had to play Arkansas back to back years. They were added in 2020. Arkansas was already on their 2021 schedule, much like here with Texas A&M. Florida had to add Texas A&M in 2020, but they were already on the 2022 schedule. The SEC West rotation was not going to change by whoever you added on your 2020 schedule. So that's how that breaks out there for Florida having to go to College Station one more time. Then you return back home again, South Carolina there. So, I mean, you just kind of have to think about it in this way. Georgia and Texas A&M back-to-back. Then, you can't overlook anybody in the SEC. I know that. But given just how difficult opponents are, you have to think somewhat you coast a little bit with South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and Florida State there at the end of the year. Maybe Florida State rallies in another year. It won't be this year. But we'll see what they are a year from now either. But South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Florida State, you couldn't ask right now for an easier end to the schedule. You got that bye week between LSU and Georgia. And, I mean, that would be really difficult if you didn't have that bye week. You'd have LSU, Georgia, A&M back-to-back-to-back. But you do have LSU, then the bye week. Then Georgia and Texas A&M. Still three games in a row. Don't get me wrong. That's tough. That is tough three-game stretch. But you do have that bye week built in before Georgia. So, I mean, you're really just going to have to put the emphasis right there. Georgia, Texas A&M, back-to-back. Right now, from in 2021, the way we're thinking about the schedule, that is the schedule. And things can change, and we'll take a look at where teams are heading into the season next year. But a year away from now, I mean, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at Georgia. You're looking at Texas A&M. You're looking at that pairing right there of games that will make or break Florida's 2022 season. Even one loss going into that, you're still alive. You come out of that unscathed, and you're still skating pretty free there if you're the Gators. But, you're playing for a lot in those two games if you're the Gators. So, man, That is an exciting schedule. I love the way that schedule sets up all those home games, Georgia and A&M back-to-back. I mean, those 2 weeks are just going to be something else when you look at the schedule. I mean, you know, we're going to struggle those two games for them. We're struggling them now. And those are games as soon as 2021 ends. There's the two. That's the two games right there we're going to look at. Now, Utah, don't get me wrong, that's an exciting opener as well. A team that we never get to see in the Swamp. A team Florida never plays. I mean, you know, you're excited when Florida plays Miami, but you know, we've seen that matchup. Florida and Michigan have played a lot in the bowl games, and we got that game to open up a season as well. But Florida and Utah, Florida and any Pac-12 team right now, you know, I know more are coming up on the schedule, but for now, you know, Utah. I mean, Urban Meyer coached there, of course, and you know, they had the transition from Utah to Florida. They've represented the Pac-12 and the Pac-12 championship games since they've moved over to that conference as well. So a great way to open up the 2022 season. All those home games at the beginning, LSU at home again is always exciting, always storylines, and then Georgia A&M back-to-back. And then the first road trip to Tallahassee to end the season in forever. So since 2018. You know, very weird storyline going on there, too, with FSU playing their most recent games in the Swamp and Florida finally returning to Tallahassee in 2022. So, yeah, there we go. That is your Florida Gators 2022 schedule. A lot of you right here joined in on YouTube. Thank you so much. I'll try to get some of your comments before I leave here, since I know it was just a short notice. I didn't know I was doing an episode, so guys, I'm glad you had time to hop in with me as well. Let's see, Florida Grown Gator. David, we're going undefeated in 2022. Let's go. Let's go. I'm ready for it. Let's see. Big Boss says 12-0 next year. There we go. So Matt Jones, yeah, that's kind of where I was. I did explain that, why Texas A&M in a away game. Florida just went there. Why is it not a home game? Like I said, it does not matter what happened in 2020. That game was added just so they could fill out a 10-game SEC schedule. Florida and Texas A&M were already supposed to play in 2022, and it was going to stay that way anyway. 2020 had no bearing on future schedules. That's where it comes from. Here we go. Sports-centric, one true road game in the first eight games. Have to like that. You have to. You really have to. And Florida has to take advantage. They really do. I mean, that home crowd we saw versus Alabama last week, we have to see that style for seven games for six games there at the beginning of the season. Every team needs to feel something like that when they're, I mean, look, that many games at the beginning of the season, I'm not sure how much of a voice fans will have left with that many games at the beginning of the season there, if they're hollering as loud as they were versus Alabama this past week. So, Bull Gator brings up a good point. As I mentioned there, playing three teams in a row with a higher talent rating is a tall order for any team. I mean, absolutely. And it's very close between Florida and LSU. It's very close between Florida and Texas A&M. When you want to look at, you know, a team talent composite that 24/7 puts out there. But three games in a row where you're playing teams that are around where you're at, talent-wise, and one above where, you know, where everybody says Georgia and that talent profile. So, I mean, that's three games in a row there. Yeah, you've got to be on it. And luckily, there is a bye week in there between LSU and Georgia. Like there is this year, too. I think 2021 is the same way. Bye LSU, bye week Georgia. There's nothing new there for the Gators when you get to that point next year. But, yeah, three games in a row there, that will be very tough for the Gators, no matter how good the team is. I mean, that's three tough games. So, you know, LSU is, you know, now looking at from 2020 to 2021, doesn't look much better, but still, you know, we know what happened last year. So, you know, their talent profile can just come up to bite you anytime. Let's see here before we sign off, a lot of 12-0 theirs. Let's see. I know this is – I don't want to make it too boring here, trying to go through these comments at the same time. Tony brings it up there. 2022 is our year to travel. That's why they can't redo the schedule there as far as who you host in a way for the rotating SEC West opponent, which is Texas A&M next year. Muddy Waters says, I used to live in Utah. I'm excited for that game. Utah is horrible right now. Yeah, I mean, they've been pretty good the last couple years. A lot of people were picking them to be pretty good this year, too, and they have not lived up to the billion. BYU spanked them a couple weeks ago. By a surprise there. But still, I like seeing just that different feel. And they're a bigger name opponent as well. You don't know – when you schedule these games, you don't know the status. I mean, Florida's got Texas coming up. Florida's got Notre Dame coming up. Arizona State, Cal. You don't know what those teams are going to look like when that comes around. So, I like it. Then it could be – 2022 could be the year Utah is really good again. You know, they seem to go through their stretches, you know, where they're really good, and then they'll take a dip, and then they'll come back and be really good again. We'll see how it turns out there for Utah coming to the Swamp next year. Let's see before we get here. All right. So Chris does bring up a good point, and I'm glad he brought it up because it was in my head. I didn't want to forget it, and we'll get into it anyway. Does this schedule change if OU and Texas join by next year? There are still a lot of people out there. Still a lot of people in the media who know a lot of people behind the scenes that still think Texas and Oklahoma would join the conference starting next year. This could change. I could be doing this episode for absolutely no reason right now if that happens. So we'll see if it happens. And if it does, this is all for naught. But that is a thought. Some people still think it does happen there. And that would change. That would change everybody. That would be my thing is, it would be a domino effect. You know, how would that affect the Big 12? How would that affect a lot of the out-of-conference games? Those teams already have scheduled as well. So, I don't know. I would think the SEC probably would have held off if they thought that was going to happen and not do this. But you also don't throw away TV ratings, and this is probably a pretty good TV rating boost for the SEC networks. So believe me, I work in the business, and if this still holds any kind of truth, it's like, well, go ahead and do it. We don't know for sure if Texas A&M is going to come, so let's air this. Let's put it out anyway, and let's get people talking. I mean, look, it's during football season anyway. Not really sure if you really needed the ratings boost, but I do feel like if – they thought it was really going to happen, they probably wouldn't have put this out, but there's still a lot of people out there who thinks it happens with Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC next season. So I gotta come up with a lot of brownie points. As much as I'll be out of the house the first half of next season, the wife will not be happy. So I've already kind of wondered a year out now. So we'll see where that comes along. I got a lot more vacations probably coming up that have to cater to her. So, but man, yeah. I mean, the beginning of this season's already been kind of tough, but next year is even worse. So we'll see where that goes. So guys, I'll need all the help I can get out there. So, all right, that would do it. This quick instant reaction for the Florida Gators 2022 schedule. A lot to look forward to. Let's not forget about 2021 first. If you haven't done so yet, check out Will Miles and I talking post-Bama, looking forward, what the Gators can take away from that game, and moving forward for the rest of the season. Florida-Tennessee preview. It's already out there for you Gators Breakdown Plus members. If you want to support Gators Breakdown, if you want some extra content, some early content, join Gators Breakdown Plus. Florida Tennessee preview is already up on there. It will be out on Wednesday on Gators Breakdown YouTube and Gators Breakdown podcast version. So, all right, that'll do it for this episode of Gators Breakdown. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. Got some girls out there. Thanks for listening to this episode of Gators Breakdown.